It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He's been the voice of Chiefs Kingdom since 1994.
Damian Williams, 20, stays in bounds, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Kansas City, Damian Williams runs to immortality!
Here's Mitch Holthus on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5, The Fan.
That's right. Mitch Holthus joins us every Friday at 7:25. It is brought to you by Silverstein Eye Centers. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Centers. Brought to you also by GEHA. GEHA is the proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Mitch, I'm just going to tell you, man, feed me, baby. I'm ready. Blue Friday, Red Friday. I'm hungry. I'm revved up, thirsty, and ready to drown.
Let's go. Get the bunt down. Rally on two. I'll use Dane and Hughes. Go get hit somebody in the mouth.
Right.
All of that. Let's go. Monday Night Football. Yankees. Let's take them on. Let's sweep them too.
I mean,
so, yeah, I'm with you, Dusty. Fired up, buddy.
You're fired up and you're ready to go. But you're also fired up about these boys in blue, right? How about the Royals advancing to the next round of the postseason?
Way cool. And actually, I texted Ryan Lefevre last night and told him it was just so exciting. You know, I was working. I'm kind of watching over the shoulder and listening over the shoulder and doing the normal work. But I told Ryan, he's as good. He might be better on the radio. He's great on TV, but he's awesome on the radio.
Fantastic.
And he just brings an element of excitement to it. But to get that done, get a 30-game improvement and now go to New York with zero fear is really kind of fun. The thing I would tell you, too, though, is the Royals proved my point. You guys, and Bob, you know this, the Royals proved my point. How thrilling was a 1-0 and a 2-1 victory?
Great.
So why in football do we discount the Chiefs for winning an NFL record 10 games in a 10-game winning streak with the slimmest margin of all time in NFL history, or tying an NFL record of 7 straight games of winning by 7 points or less, and thinking that's a point of weakness? If you don't win in football 41-7, I think it's a fantasy football thing.
Yep.
But still, in baseball, it's a thrilling 1-0 victory. You're like waiting on every little pitch, every big pitch. But the Chiefs have done that now and won a Super Bowl wrapped around winning games just like those 2 games over Baltimore.
Yeah.
It's just the psychology of the game.
Well, I think also too, Mitch, and I've been telling this to anybody who will listen recently, I still think people are living in 2018 where they think Patrick Mahomes is 50 and 5,000, and that's what's going to happen. But this league, as we just talked about before you jumped on, it's kind of shifted now to a defensive side where you got just as good of athletes, if not better, playing on the defensive side of the football now over the last couple of years, not all on the offensive side of the football. And so I just think people have amnesia. They saw their first impression of Patrick Mahomes in 2018 and expected it to be that way every year since. And quite frankly, it's not even close to 2018.
Or I'm going to lose my fantasy football league of $300 to Bruno and Todd down there. I'm so mad because I've taken my guys that I love and they're not winning my fantasy league.
Right.
That's part of this too. We joke about it, but there's an element of reality to fantasy in that regard. So, but the fact that the Chiefs have figured out ways to win and win closely is the exact parallel to the Royals sweeping the Orioles.
You there?
I'm here.
All right, you went through a dead zone. That's okay. We're just making sure you're still alive.
Love it.
All right, so yeah, we've got ourselves a game on Monday night, so kind of cool the Jets for an extra day. The Saints are 2-2, but aren't they better than that?
This is a 4-0 team in 2-2 clothing. The Saints are so close to being 4-0. They're two losses. It's 3-0 in the fourth quarter against Philadelphia, and the Eagles get a long Saquon Barkley run to win in the last minute. And then New Orleans has got to be going, how did we even lose to Atlanta? A muff punt, Rashid Shaheed muffs a punt, skanks a punt, and it's a touchdown for Atlanta. That's one Atlanta touchdown. The other one is they've got a screen perfectly set up. The Saints have a screen perfectly set up to the left side of the field. Oh, tip pass goes right into the hands of the Falcon linebacker, who's actually out of position, and there's nobody around to tackle him because they're all on the other side of the field trying to set up the screen. That's the two touchdowns they lost on against Atlanta. This New Orleans team is second in their best in red zone defense in the league. They're nasty on defense. Offensively, they're second on third down, and offensively, they're second in red zone touchdown percentage on offense. This is a good team, not a 2-2 team. You got to think like this is 2-4-0 teams playing.
Mitch, you get an old friend, or I guess an old foe. Derek Carr comes to town. Looks like he's kind of revamped his season this year. Not his career. I don't want to say that he's had a stable career, but he gets to play this defense. He gets to go up against Spags, and it's the red wall against those high-flying Saints. Alvin Kamara gets to try to do what nobody else has done against this Chiefs team, try to run. And Derek Carr gets to try to do something that no one really else gets to do, is try to throw against this defense. So I'm interested to know what you think about Derek Carr coming to Kansas City again, but in a different color uniform.
In my study of Derek Carr this week and what's gone on in New Orleans, Dusty, whatever you think of Derek Carr to this point, 3-14 against the Chiefs, blah, 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 forget it. They've tried to reinvent Derek Carr. And if he was taking Calc 2 before, they've reduced it down to college algebra for him. Mm. The Saints fired their entire offensive staff. Where did they go? San Francisco. They started to poach San Francisco offensive staff guys. Clint Kubiak is the new offensive coordinator. And so what Clint Kubiak has tried to do, they're trying to make Derek Carr into Brock Purdy and reduce the package for him, reduce his mistakes. Completion percentage goes way up. They're so unique, though, in the way they approach NFL offensive football. The big key here is, will Taysom Hill be healthy? Taysom Hill is a menace. He can line up as a tight end, a slot, a halfback, a quarterback, a tight end. He'll play defense and special teams. If Taysom Hill is out, it's a big deal. But there's more here than Alvin Kamara as well, who's like a double-double waiting to happen in both receiving and running. I mentioned Rashid Shaheed, super underrated, lightning fast, very Xavier-worthy speed-like, and then Chris Olave is a weapon. But they've reduced the package for Derek Carr to eliminate his mistakes and make those other guys I just mentioned all the more effective.
Also, Tyrann Mathieu coming home, if you will, to Kansas City and returning here. Obviously, Willie Gay would be, but he's banged up a little bit. So there are some familiar faces that we're going to see on Monday night.
Is this alumni weekend?
Yes.
I mean, there's more. Colin Saunders is on this team,
right,
and he's playing at a very high level. He's playing great for them. You mentioned Willie Gay Jr. and Tyrann Mathieu. Tano Passanio is on injured reserve. He's hurt and won't be back for a while. But there's other local dudes on this team. Christian Boyd, who's a Blue Springs Wildcat, backs up Colin Saunders on the defensive line. Their kicker is a dude named Blake Groupie, who's from Sedalia, Missouri, Smith Cotton High School, who played his last year at Notre Dame. He was at Arkansas State prior to that. He actually beat the Chiefs in a walk-off field goal in his first ever pro game in the last year's preseason. There's all these local ties. I've been looking at the Saints scouting staff of, like, who's going after our guys who knows this area. Nathan Shepard is on this team. Defensive line, plays right next to Colin Saunders. He's a Fort Hays State Tiger in the MIAA. And they've also got a Pitt State kid on this team that started at Southern Illinois. He's a DB. I'm going to get his name here in a second. Rico Payton. All these local ties. I mean, there's like 10 guys on this team that have a tie one way or another to the Chiefs Kingdom.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. That's a lot of dudes on one team coming back to Kansas City. Offensively, obviously, Rashee Rice's injury changes a lot. What is Andy Reid going to do? Going to get back to the shop and get things moving in the right direction?
This is where Andy Reid goes to his tool shed. And I feel like we're back at the beginning of 2022 just because of necessity. And what's he going to do and how's he going to do it? And it's going to be everybody. people say, gosh, with Rice out, Brown out, Pops out, I mean, you're looking, you can extrapolate this. That's about 2,800 yards and about 15 touchdowns if you want to get serious about it. So where does all that come from? And I'm going to tell you from everybody. Wiley's got to get involved at tight end. Gray's got to be a little bit better. They get Kels up and running. All three of those running backs are going to have impact and don't fumble the ball. That's a good idea. And the receivers, and then take your pop when you can with Xavier Worthy. But don't take any of them on fantasy. It's going to take them all, and it's going to take the – you got to stay away from the turnovers, right? Way too many turnovers. Minus four. Here's one of your stats in the morning. Chiefs are minus four in the giveaway takeaway, and they're 4-0.
That's wild.
The teams that – wild. Here's another wild one. If you're minus two or more in this league, the combined record of those teams are 12-20.
Wow.
The Chiefs are 4-0. So look at the difference there. The Saints, told you they're nasty. They love to punch the ball out. They've got eight takeaways in four games. They're plus three in the giveaway takeaway. They punch it out. They intercept it. They've got a nickel back that's got 3.5 sacks. They're aggressive. They want to rip your flesh off. They're very similar to the Charger defense. This is game on, boys, all the way through. This isn't going to be a pretty game. You're going to have to slug it out and grind another one out like a 1-0 Royals win.
Mitch, speaking of fantasy, we had a discussion earlier this week that it'd be awesome to see Diddy Matthews do a Chiefs game and you do a Royals game. Any idea when you might want to do that in your future?
I'm all in. I'm so in for that. Diddy played football at Illinois Wesleyan. He was a wide receiver, so it's not like he's going to be having a foreign language.
Right.
But I'm all in. In fact, Ryan, when I've been in the booth with them on TV, goes, hey, just, you know, take over a half inning. And I didn't do it. But I will at some point. Yeah, I'm all about that. Yes, for sure.
And Denny would do something like this, we think. You know, Mahomes, Kelsey for 89 yards, gone. Travis Kelsey, touchdown, right?
No outs to go.
Yeah. And if Lucas Irsay got a save, you would just say, and Lucas Irsay put the hammer down in Kansas City. I would feel like that.
While the Royals are gargling the sweet nectar of the end zone and champagne in the locker room with Viz Queen and goggles on.
That's right.
I like it. I call me a Salvador Perez home run, Mitch.
Right now, I can't do it. I'd blow a hamstring. I'd be out for the game. I got to warm up.
That's right.
Well, you warm up on Monday night as you're keeping one eye on the Royals game. And if you have to be Kevin Harlan in this one and start calling both games, feel free to do so. We have the rights to both, so it's cool.
You know what? I just might do that.
There you go. So. Well, Mitch, have a great call. Enjoy the game.
And God.
That's right. Hey, Mitch, have a good one on Monday night, baby. I know you get Mitch Holtis. Mitch Holtis brought to you by Silver Sun Eye Centers. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silver Sun Eye Center. Brought to you also by GEHA. GEHA is the proud partner of the
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kansas City Chiefs.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.